presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, who is faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, but who walks the earth as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. As you remember, Kent and Captain Maddox were on the deck of the Juanita in a terrific hurricane that suddenly swept Octopus Bay, where they had gone with Professor Thorpe to recover a $2 million treasure that lies sunk at the ocean bottom. Down in his bathysphere, 50 fathoms under the sea where the treasure lay, Professor Thorpe and diver Gleason were trapped when the storm broke. The frightful fury of the tropical gale had torn loose the Juanita's anchors and was driving the ship straight for the menacing Shark's Tooth Rock, while the bathysphere with its human cargo was being dragged along the bumpy bottom of the sea. As our story continues today, the Juanita is still being tossed about by the mountainous waves. And down at the ocean floor, the diving bell crashes on toward destruction, while Professor Thorpe and Gleason fight desperately to keep from being battered in its cramped interior. Listen.
Hang on to that bar, Professor.
Gleason, how long do these tropical storms last? I can't do much more of this.
Might be 10 minutes. Might be an hour.
An hour? Oh, good heavens.
How strong is the bathysphere, Professor? Can't you take this banging around?
I don't know. 3 inches, see your plate. But this battering may lose the seam if it doesn't stop soon.
Yeah. There's nothing we can do but hang on.
We've got to get up to the surface.
But, Professor, it's impossible in this storm.
We've got to. I'm frightened, Gleason.
Oh, no. Take it easy, sir. We'll come out of it okay.
But how? The bathysphere can't stand much more of this pounding. It wasn't built for this kind of treatment. I'm going to call Captain Maddox. Hello. Hello, I'm deck Juanita.
Hello, Professor Thorpe. Maddox speaking.
Maddox, you've got to bring us up to the surface immediately.
Professor, we can't do that now. The storm's getting worse. It's suicide to even attempt it. You're better off down after. We've all we can...
Only be... I command
I'm
you.
Sorry, sir. I must use my own judgment. I can't afford to risk your life and the lives of my crew.
But, Maddox, listen to me. Hello. Hello. He's at the speaking tube.
I think the captain's right, Professor. We are better off down here, even if we are getting bounced around. We'll just have to take our chances.
And meanwhile, on shore, another danger threatens the storm-tossed Juanita. Seeking protection from the hurricane's fury in the lee of a huge mass of rock is the villainous Pete Escobar. With him is Carlos, his evil assistant. Escobar looks quickly across the bay through his binoculars, then speaks.
Carlos, look out there in the bay. Thorpe's ship, the Juanita.
Yeah. I can't see nothing. There's wind and those great waves there.
Use the binoculars. Look there. Here's Shark Tooth Rocks.
Oh, yes, I see her now, Escobar. She's being driven like a straw before these winds.
Yes. Must have slipped her anchors, Carlos. And this storm is driving her straight for the rocks.
But from me... See how this hurricane blows her, like the cork on the wind.
Ah, that is good. She will be smashed to pieces. We will wipe out any survivors of the crew. And the gold will be ours. $2 million in gold, Carlos.
Yes, the gold.
See, si. It's all in Professor Thorpe's bathysphere, which went down to the bottom before the storm began.
Then they will have the treasure.
Yes, but not for long, Carlos.
What do you mean?
The Juanita will surely go on the rocks.
Yes?
When the hurricane passes, we wipe out the survivors and salvage the bathysphere full of gold.
But Escobar, will not this bathysphere be lost?
No. The bathysphere cables are still attached to the ship. Captain Maddox won't cut the bathysphere loose because Professor Thorpe and his diver are inside.
But Escobar, suppose the Juanita, she does not go on the rocks.
There is your answer, Carlos. The storm grows worse. It will not fail us. But if it does, I have another plan. You will see.
Captain? Hey, Captain Maddox, what are you?
Hey, stand at the wheel.
Say, this is awful, Captain. How are we doing?
Badly, Kent, badly. Worst storm I've ever encountered.
Oh.
Quick, grab the handrail, Kent. You'll be washed overboard.
I got it. Oh, say, I've never seen such waves before.
Nor have I in all my years at sea. It's a 100-mile-an-hour wind.
Great guns. What do we do?
It doesn't seem much that we can do, Kent. Except keep trying and hoping.
Well, Captain Maddox, you don't think that...
That we'll crash? I don't know, Kent. Unless the storm lets up soon, anything can happen. If I could only get our anchors to bite into the bottom.
Why don't they grab hold?
There's not much chance. This wind and these mountainous waves don't give our hooks a chance to sink into the sand bottom.
Speaking of the bottom, what are we going to do about Professor Thorpe and Gleason down in the bathysphere?
Have you heard from them?
Yes, a few minutes ago. They're being dragged and bounced on the bottom.
Well... I hope the bathysphere is strong enough to withstand the partaking now.
Why in heaven's name don't we bring them up to the surface?
Oh, can it be suicide to even try it? Besides, the weight of the diving bell serves as a drag anchor for the ship. It might help us ride this out.
But, Maddox, if we do capsize or pile up on the rocks, they'll be caught down there. Caught like rats in a trap.
Oh, by the great horn spoon, Kent. Look to the starboard.
Rocks. A whole row of them.
The shark's tooth reefs. Evilest rocks in the seven seas, we're driving straight at them.
Good heavens, what'll we do?
A wheel, Kent. Help me swing it.
All right, come on, let's go. It bucks like the devil himself put down with the rudder.
Hold it, Kent, it's our only chance.
Trying.
Old wave is smashing the rudder about.
Are we veering away from the reefs, Captain?
No. I'm afraid not, Kent. The wind's too strong. Forcing us on the rocks in spite of the rudder. Where are you going?
I'm going to see if I can lend a hand to the crew. There's nothing the crew can do to save the one eaten in this hurricane.
This is a job for Superman. Now then, how far are we from those rocks? About 50 yards. Well, that's enough. Over the side we go. Up, up, and away! Faster, faster. Not a moment to lose. There must be some way I can hold the one eaten off those rocks. Ah, I have it. Yes. I'll brace myself against the rocks. As the ship comes in, I'll catch her, hold her off long enough for the anchor to take hold. Down, down. Now then, here she comes, bearing down on me like a locomotive. Ready? Now. Caught her. Now, I'll have to hold her steady for a while. Hold it.
Steel muscles braced like giant girders, Superman holds the ship and its human cargo against the fury of the hurricane, holds it until it is firmly anchored. Then, as the storm dies down, he flies back aboard the Juanita, unnoticed in the excitement.
Kent, where did you disappear to?
Well, I'm ashamed to say it, Captain. I got seasick during the height of the storm and went down to my cabin.
Oh, just seasick?
Yes.
Well, thank heaven you're all right. I was afraid you'd been washed overboard by those waves.
Oh, I'm all right. Say, what happened, Captain? Things looked very bad just before I went below.
Well, we were just about to pile into the shark tooth reefs back there, Kent. I still don't understand how we avoided them.
What did happen, Captain?
I can't explain it. There we were driving straight for those rocks, and suddenly, when everything seemed lost, the ship stopped.
What?
Stopped as though giant hands had reached out and saved us. It was a miracle.
It does sound like a miracle. Couldn't that have been a cross current, some powerful tide operating at the reef? Or couldn't the hooks just happen to catch?
Yes, that's possible, but not likely. But say, why are we standing around? We've clean forgotten about Professor Thorpe and Gleason down there in the bathysphere.
Good heavens, you haven't heard from them?
Not a word.
Oh, I'll call them right now. They must be badly shaken up. Hello. Hello down there in the bathysphere. Hello, Professor Thorpe.
No answer, Kent?
No. Let's try again. Hello, Thorpe. Gleason! Hello down there!
Well, Kent?
Still no answer. Captain Maddox, something must be wrong.
The oxygen pump. Come on, we'll have a look at the gauge.
All right.
Well, the pump's still working.
Yes, but the pressure, Captain. Captain, look at that gauge.
Pressure zero.
Yes.
Great Scott, Kent. Look in the water. Air bubbles.
That means the airline is disconnected, Captain.
We've got to bring the bathysphere up out of the water quickly.
Hurry, Kent. Start that motor winch.
Okay. Well, how quickly can this winch raise the bathysphere?
About 100 feet a minute, Kent.
We don't know how long Thorpe and Gleason have been without air.
The airline must have been broken during the storm. There's still a chance. The bathysphere's reserve tank has enough to last for about 15 minutes.
Oh, can't we speed that motor? Captain Maddox.
Huh?
Doesn't that cable seem a trifle slack to you?
Slack? How do you mean?
Well, it's coming up so easily. Almost as though no weight were attached to it.
Oh, but that's impossible, Kent. The bathysphere weighs tons of... Hold on. Stop that motor.
Why?
If you're right, Kent, this is worse than we suspected. Stop that motor. I want to test the cable.
Okay. What is it, Captain? What happened?
Kent, I hate to say this.
What is it?
There's nothing at the end of this cable. The bathysphere is gone.
Bathysphere gone?
Yes. Cut loose. Professor Thorpe and Gleason are gone with it.
Somewhere at the bottom of Octopus Bay lies the diving bell. In it are two desperate men trapped when success and the Spanish gold were in their hands. What grim, hopeless thoughts pass through their minds at this moment? And what new evil is Pete Escobar plotting now that the ship is safe from the storm? How will Clark Kent save Thorpe, Gleason, and the Spanish gold? Listen in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.